understand that if the Democrats win this coming election, they plan to throw conservatives into concentration camps or re-education camps. And they've said it over and over and over again. This is not hyperbole. That's what they plan to do. And they'll do it at gunpoint. Now, if they lose the election, then they will burn this country down. And they'll do that at gunpoint. My point here for this podcast is that the Democrats are going to have an armed revolt against America, whether they win or lose. And electing Trump president is more important than just who's going to be in the White House because of politics. The real election here is about who do you want to be in the White House when the radical left takes up arms and carries out actual kinetic war against this country domestically. That's the question. And if you think that a President Kamala will do anything to stop left-wing violence, well, then you don't know who she is, because she cheered it on during the BLM riots and Antifa riots that were waged against Trump during Trump's administration. Kamala encouraged those people and said something along the lines of they should be encouraged to keep burning things down because their outrage is justified. I mean, that's a paraphrase, but that's basically what she said. If Trump's in the White House, it's going to be a very different story. You're going to have Republican governors push back hard against the uprisings. You're also going to have red county sheriffs push back hard, and you will see thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans deputized across the country. This would include veterans of law enforcement, veterans of military, people who don't have a criminal record, but who do have concealed carry permits. Again, a lot of former cops and soldiers. They will be deputized to help keep the peace and restore law and order in communities across America. They would not be able to do that under a Democrat presidency because, well, the DOJ would prosecute them all and call it an insurrection, just trying to restore the rule of law. They would call that an insurrection. Trump, though, understands that this is a necessary step to defend America from a radical left-wing Marxist violent uprising. So have no illusions about what's coming, folks. When people like Michael Yon and Matt Bracken warn you that a kinetic uprising is coming, they are absolutely correct. And they know, both of those guys know, because they've seen it. They've seen it firsthand in other countries. They've seen the collapse take place. They know what's coming. You are going to find yourself in a battle zone, in an armed conflict in your own country. And this is the first time that will ever have happened in your lifetime. And it will be the first time in America, frankly, since the Civil War. So, you know, since the 1860s, we have not had war in America like the war that is coming in the next few months. Now, understand that the left has already said they plan to, if they have political power, they plan to put conservatives, Trump supporters, Christians, and gun owners into re-education camps, they call them. But, of course, we know what they mean. They mean death camps. So they plan to round you up at gunpoint with government thugs and throw you into death camps and exterminate you. And we've played the videos. You know what? We'll probably play it again for you here today. 5 or 6 minutes nonstop of Democrat leaders calling for death camps, re-education camps, concentration camps. And one of the officials calls for the complete extermination of all white people in America to be replaced by illegal immigrants. They openly call for this. They're not beating around the bush. This is their plan. And I still talk to Americans or hear from Americans who have no idea this is coming. They have no idea. You're not going to be able to just sit back and watch this on Twitter. You're not going to be immune from this. You're going to be impacted directly because the radical left will sabotage the infrastructure. You're going to see oil refineries destroyed. You're going to see bridges, pipelines, you know, ports, highways will be disrupted, transportation, will be severely disrupted. You're going to see attacks on police stations and sheriff's offices. You're going to see war waged against this country. You're going to see the power grid taken down. It will not be reliable, especially in red states, when the radical left-wing terrorists, when they go to town against the power grid. Now, ultimately, by the way, see, America has a very strong immune system. That immune system begins with the Second Amendment, and then it's infused with the spirit of patriotism and self-defense. And there are a great many patriots across America. Many of them are veterans. Many of them are active duty or retired law enforcement. Many of them are just great Americans who are also armed and who care about their country. And they don't want to see everything destroyed. This immune system will get activated immediately, and it will push back hard, and it will be victorious, I believe. The immune system of America is what's going to see us through. But during that time period, however long that takes, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know how long it's going to take, there's going to be a tremendous amount of destruction, of economic damage, and infrastructure sabotage that will recalibrate your experience of what it means to live in America. Forget about Prime deliveries on Amazon. You know, forget about just-in-time grocery store deliveries of all your favorite foods stocked to the brim on grocery store shelves. Forget about that. Forget about affordable gasoline and diesel. None of that will exist. You'll be living in a whole new experience of America, which will look a lot more like modern-day Ukraine, for example, or even some parts of it might look closer to Gaza. You're going to be living in a kinetic war zone. The closer you are to the cities, the higher your chances of not surviving what's coming. And this is what Michael Yon speaks about. And I just interviewed Michael Yon, by the way, with an update of what's coming. And he reiterates this very important idea that if you are in the cities, you will likely die. Those are his words. And he has seen it again and again and again. And it's not every city, but especially the blue cities, because you can't get resources into the city very easily. They require artificial inputs and a lot of outputs, such as sewage, in order to function. Now, understand that these radical leftists who tend to inhabit these cities, they are driven by extreme hatred right now. They hate Donald Trump. The incessant media brainwashing of the population has impregnated the consciousness of these people with absolute hatred for Donald Trump and his supporters. And this is not the way conservatives think about people on the left. Conservatives don't want to mass murder leftists. Conservatives just want to defeat them at the ballot box. But leftists, most of them, want to mass murder conservatives and Trump supporters and Trump himself. And that's why they cheered the assassination attempt of Trump. And once you understand this, it becomes clear what the left is going to do. If they gain political power, they will use it to murder you. If they lose political power, they will unleash murder to try to punish America to make it ungovernable. That's their plan. It's now right out in the open. Everything that Alex Jones warned us about is coming true in real time. You should listen to his warnings. You should listen to Michael Yon. You should listen to Matt Bracken. And all three of those individuals are prominent on Twitter if you want to check out their channels. You should listen to the warnings that I'm sharing with you here today. This is not a drill. Famine is going to be part of this as well. Kamala has already promised price controls, and that means the shelves are going to go empty. Michael Yon confirmed this with me in our latest interview. You're going to have empty shelves. You're going to have mass starvation. You're going to have people losing their minds because of hunger. So it's going to exacerbate the violence. At the same time, you're going to see government releasing violent criminals onto the streets on purpose. You see this in the UK right now, where they've said they're going to release thousands of violent criminals to make room for jailing the keyboard warriors who have tweeted mean things about immigrants. So if you're in jail in the UK for stabbing, raping, shooting, murdering, looting, carjacking, well, you'll be put back onto the streets. Because the serious crimes in the UK are if you tweet out a meme that is mean to illegal immigrants. That's the real crime in the UK, you see. So mass violence is going to accelerate across the UK. Similar thing will happen in America if Democrats are in charge. They will unleash the prisoners onto America because they want to see the country burned down. Obviously, if we can defeat the Democrats at the polls, then we may be able to stave some of this off, but not all of it. We're going to go through a radical armed left-wing uprising one way or another. So my advice to you is to be prepared. Be ready for this psychologically. Be ready for this in terms of your own safety and self-defense for your family, your property, your community. Be ready with extra supplies in anticipation of the power grid failing, anticipation of grocery store deliveries not working in a timely manner. Be ready for fuel supplies to dwindle. Be ready for infrastructure failures, even a loss of city water supplies or a failure of sewage systems. Because when you're ready for those things, then it won't hit you as a surprise when it happens. So get ready, stay prepared. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. You can find more of my reports at Brighteon.com. Take care. We've got new protein products available for you at healthrangerstore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this. This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein and then coconut sugar, sacha inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals, as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is. Organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich. It's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe. But that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein vanilla and chocolate available now at healthrangerstore.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivvy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.